broadcasting live from the center of Forgotten America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Three, the latest twist in the collapsing narrative of deranged Trump supporters roaming the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning, searching for gay black men to attack. As Jussie Smollett tells it, his two white attackers yelled racial and gay slurs and came prepared with a noose and bleach to cover him in. As the Chicago police now tell it, it was two black brothers paid by Smollett that beat him up. Yeah, this isn't working out that great for Jussie, who's now facing prison time for his fairy tale. Number two, the president hits Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro hard for his country's collapsing economy and brutal control over the people. As it spirals out of control, the president took on socialism full-throated, as he knows this will be a big issue for the 2020 election year.
The results have been catastrophic. Almost 90% of Venezuelans now live in poverty.
And on top, a cisgendered white man has joined the race to be the Democratic nominee for president. It is outrageous. I agree. But Bernie's back. Bernie Sanders back in the race to be president of the United States. Feel the burn. 2020, that's what I say. Bernie's back. We've got a little bit from Vermont Public Radio today, just a short time ago. Bernie Sanders announcing that he is, in fact, a candidate for president of the United States. Not a shock, but just more fun for the boys and girls like you and I. Let's go ahead and listen to that from VPR this morning. Go.
I'm running for president, I think, for two basic reasons, Bob. Number one, I think the current occupant of the White House is an embarrassment to our country. I think he is a pathological liar every day. He is telling one lie or another. And it gives me no pleasure to say that. But I also think he is a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe.
Yeah, the whole
somebody
list.
Who is gaining cheap political points by trying to pick on minorities, often undocumented immigrants. And I cannot recall, certainly in my lifetime, and I think in modern history, that we've had a president who actually goes out of his way to try to divide the American people up based on where we were born or the
right.
color of our skin or
mm-hmm.
Our gender or whatever it may be.
Says a guy who has fully embraced identity politics for a number of years. That's cute. Now, let's see here. He is 77 years old, is Bernie Sanders. He'll be 79 by ED. ED, he'll be... No, not that. Election Day. What the hell is wrong with you, ED? No, I don't know about that. That's his deal. Bernie Sanders will be 79 by Election Day. And at the polling, if you look at it, when Joe Biden is in the race, which should happen shortly, and Bernie Sanders is in the race, Joe Biden collects about 30% of the vote. Now, the question really is, is Joe Biden the real leader for the Democrat Party and the real front runner? Or is he just the guy with the most name recognition? I mean, Uncle Joe, he's been out there for so long. You know, free hands, Joe. You know, keep those hands to yourself, Joe. There's a song like that, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. That would be the Joe Biden song going forward. Talk about a handsy individual. He's a little grabby, to say the least. At any rate, Joe Biden will be 78 in November of 2020. By comparison, they make Donald Trump look like a young guy, right? And so here's two cisgendered white guys leading the pack of Democratic wannabes. There you have it. Two cisgendered white guys, which just means they're dudes. For those of you still learning all the leftist vernacular, cisgender simply means, you know, you were born a dude. Yeah. And don't care to, you know, take a knife to it. Yeah. Anyhow, so these guys are leading the pack. The real question is, can they continue to lead the pack? Obviously, in 2016, Bernie Sanders had a hell of a run, but he was the only other guy in the race and wasn't considered much of a challenger for Hillary Clinton until he was. Remember, in Michigan, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win by 20 points, and Bernie Sanders won the primary here, among many other examples. There are many among us that believe that Bernie Sanders actually won the primary season, but it was rigged against him with superdelegates and all sorts of other things stacked against him. Will he compete as well this time around? I doubt it. That magic comes one time, and you know, lightning in a bottle usually happens just one time. So I don't think that Bernie Sanders will do nearly as well this time. I could be wrong, but You look at where Bernie Sanders is now. He looks like a moderate compared to some of these people, like Elizabeth Warren or Cory Booker or Julio Castro or whatever, right? Julian, whatever his name is. But that makes, you know, Bernie Sanders look like a guy who's mainstream, which clearly he's not, because all of these people support the same things. They want free college for everybody. They want, in large part, open borders. They want to yank the taxes up on the wealthy. Most support this Green New Deal, as half-baked as it is. Most support third trimester abortions, which nobody in America supports. 13% of America supports even the idea of an abortion in the third trimester. Nobody supports the idea of a 40-week abortion except, well, Democrats like Virginia's governor, Ralph Northam supports that, as do these Democrats running for office, because they try to convince you somehow that dismembering an infant is somehow empowering to a woman. It's none of these things. Anyhow, they have these far left ideas, sanctuary cities and income tax rates as high as 90%. A lot more gun control, of course. They want that. All of that is on the table now. But I'm glad to see Bernie Sanders in the race. It gives me something to consider every day. So he'll be in the race. And, of course, yeah, look for the attacks today from Kamala Harris. She's the one that leads the pack, or did lead the pack, without Biden or Sanders in the race. So the whole dynamic changed today with that announcement from Bernie Sanders. It means Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and the others are going to be focusing on Bernie Sanders, who comes in as the front runner. That is, until Joe Robinette Biden Jr. joins the, yes, Robinette is his middle name. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. will be joining the race here. See, you learned something, didn't you? Robinette. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. Maybe I've never heard that before. Whatever. Bernie is the leader of the pack today, the leader of identity politics, the leader in tax. Everybody, soak the rich. Feed the poor till there are no rich no more. Yeah, all of that. It's all coming your way, courtesy now of the Democrat Party, and I'm excited to see it happen. I'm excited to see this race get serious. I'm excited for the debates. I am. I mean, we know what Donald Trump does in debates. I'm just looking forward to the Democratic debates, because you're going to have a whole host of other candidates joining in, I believe. I don't think we're done yet. So we're at, what, 10 now or 12? And, you put a dozen people on the stage, you know what a circus that is. And they're all fighting to get some news coverage. So they'll throw zingers out there, whether it's Klobuchar or Harris or Warren or Biden or Bernie or whoever it is out there. They're going to throw bombs at each other, which is just sporting to watch and fun for us to enjoy. That's why I look forward to the debates. All right, it's 14 after here on this Tuesday. Straight ahead, Heather Smith will be here from MITA. We've got a good story for you. A truckload of books giveaway, helping kids read. Something nice to hang your hat on today. And then Hans von Spakovsky will be here. It's the Steve Rivers Show.
So you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't, it's too heavy.
Oh my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.